Thank you, sir.
Item 977, request of Ann Casper to address council regarding Elliott Sewer Street Project.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm Ann Casper, and I'm coming here today on behalf of my neighbors on Sacramento Street. People complain of gentrification, but our street is actually really special. We're not gentrified. We have low income, high income. We have people with elevators in their apartments, and we have people like me living on $1,200 a month. As well as the Volunteers of America Residential Treatment Center for Men, 54 people there, 30 people who work there, their visitors, so about 300 people. And I'm here today because we actually just want to let you know that we have a message that we do not want the three planters that the Bureau of Environmental Services is offering. It will cause more stress on the street. We don't have enough parking as it is. And actually, it doesn't fit the culture of our street because they haven't taught us the importance of having plants on the street and using it to help the stormwater. There are alternatives to do. It's been a little bit difficult working with the Bureau. Our neighbors, we have, and I've sent Nick Fish, we've talked with Liam last year, and we've talked with Elliot. And I think you've seen the email correspondences with other neighbors, not just me, for more than a year.
Right.
It's one of the reasons we made a bunch of changes, including changes about parking and configuration. But go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. And we still need more talks. And also, because we have people from Somalia, Ethiopia, Eritrea, and there have been, I requested last year and was told by Debbie Chastleton that of June 6th that there would be information in the languages Amharic, Oromo, Tigrinya, Somali, and Spanish needed. There's been nothing for more than a year and a half. So our neighbors don't understand. Even Volunteers of America didn't know about this until last month when I came to tell them when we finally received things. We went for a year without information from your Bureau. And I understand you don't have enough people or money to do the communications. We're trying to work with you. We want to help you. But there are alternatives that the city can do. Save the stress on our street. Save our parking. And you can take care of the stormwater, which is a problem every 25 years by making for, and we need more data too, because when they came on July 10th, we didn't get all the data we asked for. Of the alternatives, our cost-benefit analysis is that it's not good for our neighborhood.
So, Ann, let me just respond very quickly.
Yes.
First of all, thank you for coming in. Is Debbie here?
It'd be great to see her.
I asked Debbie to be here to have a chance to follow up with you.
But she's no longer working on the case. Matt Gow is.
I understand, but she is the top person in the Bureau.
Oh.
So I'm going to ask her to spend a few minutes with you. I understand there are some neighbors that have concerns about bioswales, which, as you know, is the centerpiece for how we manage stormwater runoff. We have changed the design. We have added back some parking. I have looked at some of the back and forth, and here's my commitment to you. If there's more we can do to address the legitimate concerns of neighbors, we'll keep working at it. And the Bureau is deeply committed to working with its stakeholders. But Debbie's here to have a conversation.
So,
I can't resolve it today.
I just want to let you know, I'm going to ask you, too. On July 10th, Matt Gow came out and did talk to us with the, who is it, the project manager, and they couldn't answer our questions. In fact, their data and graphics were incorrect. So we just want the correct information. We were asking
This is not the place.
Why isn't it?
Because
the place?
Debbie is here to review whatever your concerns are. And you have a set of unique concerns that you've raised about this project, and I want to make sure they're dealt with at the highest level.
That's great. We started a petition. I tried to figure out how to do a petition. I've been calling legal people. It's really hard to figure out how to work with you guys. And so it's a pre-petition. We got 30 people in an hour to sign it yesterday. And Commissioner Fish, I hope we work with you. It's not been easy, actually, in this process. And even if we're going to be a sanctuary city, if people don't understand when they're living here what's going on, that doesn't make sense either. So we just we have alternatives. Why can't we do them?
Sure. So we'd like to see the petition. If before you leave today, if you could get copies to Carla right there, she'll make sure that we get those.
Yes.
And it sounds like a representative of the Bureau is here to meet with you as well.
Thank you. And I'm just doing this on my volunteer time, and people are working, you know, because I'm on disability, I can come here. But the people in the neighborhood are, and also we need education. Why is it important to have environmental things on the street? People, it would be full of garbage. Our street, even when the people from BES came to visit, our street's full of garbage. So we're just going to have planters full of garbage. The plants will die. It doesn't make sense at this point. We need some more communication. And
Great. Thank you. I just
wanted to add, too, and it's off topic. I just remember, you know, the four people and the baby who froze to death in Portland, and they're not mentioned very much, so I hope you guys have processed that. I'm still processing that, and thank you.
As are we.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.